Yes, it is true that Malawi is registering an overwhelming and alarming number of cases among the healthcare workers. In other words, many health workers are getting infected, getting confirmed of having diagnosed with the COVID-19. It is a big worry. There are a lot of anxieties amongst us health workers in Malawi, a lot of fears, and this is creating troubles in the fight against coronavirus in Malawi.
What are the factors that are contributing to this high infection rate of COVID-19 among health workers in Malawi?
We have a couple of associated factors to this. One, the personal protective equipment in our health setup are not adequate, and health workers are doing things as usual. Secondly, we recall that in Malawi, in the past 4 weeks, we've had the campaigns. I remember I have made a comment and asking politicians on 12th May, when I had a press briefing again, asking all political parties to make available cloth masks, using their party clothes, so that all patrons, including health workers that were going to hear the policy campaign speeches, would be given free so that they got protected. But this was not well implemented, and this led to increased cases in Malawi in general. And because the general cases access the health services from health facilities where we provided the care, we gave them care without knowing they were infected. We also have had an experience that we received our brothers and sisters coming from South Africa, coming back to their country, Malawi. These two led to a lot of, issues in the spread of the virus. We've had stories that our colleagues that were put in quarantine in Blantyre, many of them ran away. And what is happening now is that those that were infected are infecting others.
So, what message are you sending out to healthy workers as regards to what is happening now that they are being infected?
Not isolating the fact that nurses, midwives, health workers are also social beings. And to that, I've made the call that health workers should continue to strive to make sure they are protected everywhere they go, in the wards, in the social interactions. Let there be continued protection. So I've called for all health workers to protect themselves and protect the public as well.
You have said that the health workers now are working in fear. What impact does this have on the delivery of health services in time of this COVID-19 pandemic?
There are two key, impact, if you like. In Malawi, we've always advocated for additional health workforce. We are not in good numbers. And the meaning here is that those health workers that are getting infected are sent, to quarantine centers for a minimum of 14 days. And because we're talking of shortage, it means those that are going for quarantine are already creating a bigger gap, right? And all those that we are working in contact with these colleagues that are going for isolation, rather for quarantine, we also need to go for quarantine. So eventually, we will not have a health worker on the ground. And that is a big opportunity for the advancement of the coronavirus if we don't take care about this.
Listen, Trey, you said that you are planning to meet the state president, Lazarus Chakwera, over the matter. What exactly do you want to discuss with the state president?
The head of state, the newly elected head of state, is one that probably, sorry to say, that we needed even before, because he knows and he understands the issue that health workers are going through. He committed himself, I remember, on the 18th of May 2019, during his campaign trail, he committed and he signed the document, a memorandum of understanding, that he would be responsive to issues affecting healthcare workers. And we cannot, help stay down this time, especially that we have the enemy fighting the frontliners, the health workers, to sit down with him, to reason with him, and share what we think should be the way to go if we are to fight against this coronavirus in this battle.
So, what do you think is the way to go to solve this problem?
My take would be, the virus is in now. Health workers are also getting infected. So the way to go now would be, we have amongst people just loitering in the cities. We can't go by that and for that this time. In as much as we preach, stay home, people are not staying home. People continue to loiter around aimlessly, some without no basis, without no business, without no activity, just walking around. Let the law enforcement, agencies do their work, making sure that everybody is protected. The more people are getting infected, the more the workload we are getting, and the more we are getting infected as well.